This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Right, it is Free Talk Live, and it's Mark with you.
And nobody.
And you should feel welcome to call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. And you can also use the Discord lines. You have to go through a little process, but once you do, you sound a lot better, and you only have to do it once. So it's discord.freetalklive.com. That's discord.freetalklive.com. Nobody? Pope Nobody? I prefer Pope Nobody.
Okay.
I have a complaint about your name. Names are supposed to be a disambiguation as opposed to creating more ambiguity. So I'm going to stick with Pope Nobody because yes. Then I know exactly who I'm talking about.
I subvert nomenclature.
apparently, in Illinois, they have come up with the grand idea of creating what we called confinement cells in prison. You know, the hole.
Mm-hmm.
Segregation. Yeah. So they decided this would be a good idea for kids.
12 solid days in segregation, and it is a kind of surreal experience. I prefer DMT by a long shot.
Yeah, not much fun. And oftentimes they will only give you, say, a religious book to read.
True. Yeah. Which is one of the reasons I became a pope, because it occurred to me that as a church, I'd be able to put in copies of Atlas Shrugged and The Fountainhead and have my members able to say, oh, well, I want a religious book. Bring me Atlas Shrugged.
Something.
Or
yes.
Man, Economy, and State.
So, here from ProPublica, the spaces have gentle names. The reflection room, the cool down room, the calming room, the quiet room. But shut inside them in public schools across the state of Illinois, children as young as 5 wail for their parents, scream in anger, and beg to be let out. I'd like to just remind everybody why confinement exists. Now, you know, custody, care, and control, this is all part of the prison system.
Mm-hmm.
But it came from Quakers in the late 19th century attempting to come up with something that was more humane than the old dungeon system that sort of was used up to that point.
And failed abysmally.
They really did. I mean, spectacularly. The idea, well, Quakers, they're about sitting in silence and listening to God. So they thought, I wonder if we just locked people in rooms and demanded absolute silence from them, whether they would get better. The answer, no. Mm-hmm. No. What it did is drive them insane. In many cases. Mm-hmm. That was abandoned, but modified, not just by the Quakers. At that point, everybody liked it. Oh, this is great. Let's lock people in little rooms. Not that much different than a dungeon, but the whole quietness, introspection aspect, that's the Quaker thing. So
I never noticed a lot of quietness or introspection. I remember a lot of people screaming, a lot of people fighting, you know.
Look, when you're dealing with prisoners, you're dealing with people who are presumably not doing very well in society, so you need some kind of system to deal with it. I get it. Mm-hmm. I think that if we got rid of the drug war, we'd probably have about 20% of the people in prison that we do today.
I would tend to agree, both because, you know, there's the people who are in there directly because of the drug war, and then you have the people who are in there because the drug war made them poor, or because the drug war deprived them of a father. A
whole variety of things. Yeah, that it would take a little time for to reach that 80% number, but it's some conjecture. Give me a decade and end the drug war. Now, I'm not saying there won't be some ramifications societally, but we're talking about prison here.
Yeah.
So, you know, there you go. Going on with this about school, or, you know, as I like to call it, middle-class welfare babysitting day prison.
Mm-hmm.
I say that because it's middle-class welfare, because the middle-class people have not yet figured out, middle-class people like me, most of whom have not figured out.
The bourgeoisie?
I guess that's what we are. I don't know.
only in French.
Have not figured out that it is a terrible effing idea to turn your kids over to the government. I mean, a terrible idea.
Well, yeah, if you send your children to Caesar to be educated, don't be surprised when they return as Romans.
Indeed. And they do, over and over again. Now, I get that we're all robbed in the form of property tax to pay for these things. But, I mean, 85% of the kids in the country go to government school.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, there you have... I mean, the government school has had the kids for more than 100 years now. Anything that we've got in America, you can blame on that.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, if you've got an issue with the millennials or the Zoomers, guess who raised them? The government.
They had them for 13 years. Half of the time they were
most
awake.
Of them went to college, too, even though there weren't enough post-college jobs for most of them. Yeah. And that's the doing of the school system, too.
So Illinois has this great idea of locking kids in quiet rooms. I'm going to go on with a story from ProPublica. The students, most of them with disabilities, scratch the windows or tear at the padded walls. They throw their bodies against locked doors. They wet their pants. Some children spend hours inside these rooms, missing class time. Now, for a kid, these hours, I remember giving timeouts to my son. He hasn't had one in years, but the rule was that I had heard is 1 minute of timeout for the age of the child. Hmm. So I think he was 6 the last time he got one. And the reason he got it is because he was showing off his new bicycle to the men who were laying metal roofing on top of a shed we have. So if the metal roofing lets go, it cleaves them in half like a guillotine, right? He had been warned 2 times to get out of there, and he really wanted to show off this bicycle, and he felt like that was the best position to do it, right there in the cleaving zone. And so... you know, off we had to go for a little time out to, you know, think about what was going on. But, you know, and I punishments, they're relatively easy when you've got a kid who's normal, not all so easy when the kid has disabilities. These autistic kids can be very difficult to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
However, this is probably a bad idea. It certainly doesn't play well in the press, as you will soon see, because I'm going to go ahead and finish this story.
And I would have to say that a lot of these kids in these schools, I mean, they're not going to grow up and get jobs. That's not going to happen. There are autistic kids who will grow up and get jobs. Don't get me wrong. It's a long spectrum. But a lot of them are not going to grow up and get jobs. And in that case, corralling them into these schools is just cruel.
Right. I mean, it's not a system that works.
No.
I mean, I get that there's some mandate for the public schools to take every kid. That's a problem.
Uh-huh.
But another point we ought to look at is that public school students, I don't say graduates because they don't all make it, but public school students are far overrepresented in the prison system in the United States, meaning that if you send your kid to a private school or if you homeschool your kid or, you know, boarding school or whatever the other options are, your kid is much less likely to end up in prison. So we could, I mean, this is just a correlation, not a causation situation, but we could presume that government school is not very good with this data, we can presume that the government school is not very good at keeping kids out of prison.
Well, for the kids who do end up in prison, at least it prepared them for their future.
Right. Now Illinois is going one step further and showing them what confinement cells are like. They're missing class time, and through it all, adults stay outside the door, writing down everything that happens. So they're in these little padded cells, and people are peering in at them.
What's the suicide rate for these adults? That's what I want to know. How many of them can't take it?
855-450-3733.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. reading this story from ProPublica about Illinois's, public school system locking up kids in quiet rooms or confinement cells, padded cells.
Nobody thinks that's a good idea.
It certainly doesn't play well on the air. I get the frustration that many of these staff members must feel dealing with these kids that they can't do anything else with. However, this is a bad idea.
I mean, what I can't imagine is, I can imagine being a parent and saying, oh, okay, well, I'm going to send my kids to public school because that's just what people have done. What people do, and I've never thought about it. But what I can't imagine is having my child come back from school and say, they locked me in a room for 5 hours by myself and I wet myself, and saying, well, you'll have a better day there tomorrow. My response would be, you won't be there tomorrow.
I don't even know. I mean, these parents must feel locked in a situation where they don't have any other way.
Well, that should give them a little bit of empathy.
Yeah. Indeed it should. If this story confuses you like it does me, perhaps liberty.menu is the place to go for you. Libertarians have wanted for a long time a directory of liberty-minded businesses, and liberty.menu is that. It's also a little bit of a social networking site. So it's a tool for your community. Go check it out. It's core. It's a directory for events, businesses, and digital content. Listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's a social networking aspect, as I said before, where you can connect with others. Use of liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. If you don't know what the non-aggression principle is, it is an agreement that you make, a principle that you abide by that says that you will not initiate force or threats against other people. It's really simple and sounds great. Sadly, our world does not abide by it. You can go to liberty.menu if you want. You can use coupon code FTL when you sign up to get a special badge there for our listeners. It's liberty.menu. Going on with the story from ProPublica, in Illinois, it's legal for school employees to seclude students in a separate space to put them in isolated timeout if the students pose a safety threat to themselves or others. Okay, that makes a little bit of sense. Until you realize there are no mental health professionals administering this. And every time that we give mental health professionals unfettered use of a particular treatment, they tend to abuse it at first. And I believe that's what's going on here. If the students pose a safety threat to themselves or others, yet every school day, workers isolate children for reasons that violate the law. An investigation by the Chicago Tribune and ProPublica, Illinois, has found children were sent to isolation after refusing to do classwork, swearing, spilling milk, throwing Legos. I don't think any of these things that have been mentioned here have sprung up in the last 2 decades.
Yeah, Legos can be deadly, though. You ever step on one of those?
Right. They should be treated as something that one needs to be careful with. But, there were toys in my kindergarten class at private school, and I'm sure some of them were thrown. I know there was milk spilled. I know there was swearing at my schools, and lots of kids refused to do classwork.
Mm-hmm.
Teachers did not need to resort to rubber rooms to deal with that. School employees use isolated timeout for convenience, out of frustration, or as punishment, sometimes referring to it as serving time. Now, serving time is about punishment. It's not about a kid who is a danger to themselves or others at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
For this investigation, ProPublica Illinois and the Tribune obtained and analyzed thousands of detailed records that state law requires schools to create whenever they use seclusion. The resulting database documents more than 20,000 incidents from the 2017-2018 school year through, that's December of 2018, so...
Yeah. So 20,000. So this is hundreds of times a day this happens.
Yes.
Just in Illinois.
Right. And presumably, that's not even covering the entire state.
Guess. Right.
Because there's not even that many schools that actually have these rubber rooms.
Mm-hmm.
For those, about 12,000 included enough detail to determine what prompted the timeout. So, you know, in 8,000 of the cases... 40% of them, they didn't bother to give enough information in this legally required documentation to tell you why the kid was even in there. In more than a third of these incidents, that's a third of the 12,000, so 4,000, school workers documented no safety reason for the seclusion. So they didn't even bother telling a lie.
Uh-huh. And that's the thing. Reviewing this paperwork is only going to reveal misdeeds by teachers who don't have the wit to lie when they break the law.
That's exactly right, because all you had to do is say the
and kid. I don't want that kid teaching my kid, or that teacher teaching my kid, because I want my kid's teacher to know when you break the law, you lie. That's how you do it. I want them keeping my kid out of prison.
That's the rule, right? The criminal defense attorneys will tell you that the first three rules of criminal defense is deny, deny, deny. So I never heard that. This is the problem with this rubber room situation is that all they have to do is say, well, Johnny was pinching himself really hard, and there you have the self-harm, no problem.
Right.
State education officials are unaware of these repeated violations because they do not monitor the school's use of the practice. Parents, meanwhile, often are told little about what happens to their children.
Mm-hmm.
The Tribune ProPublica Illinois investigation, which also included more than 120 interviews with parents, children, and school officials, so 120, not a lot, but when you're doing a, you know, newspaper story, that's a lot of interviews compared to, say, the 20,000 incidents. And they provide the first in-depth examination of this practice in Illinois. Because school employees observing the students often keep a moment-by-moment log, the records examined by reporters offer a rare view of what happens to children inside these rooms, often in their own words. And, you know, maybe you don't live in Illinois. The likelihood is you don't.
I'm almost certain I don't.
Most Americans don't live in Illinois.
And
most
I don't blame them a bit.
Don't live in Illinois. But if they're using these padded cells in Illinois schools, then this is just a testing ground to see whether or not they come farther, go out farther and farther. Mm-hmm. Could come to your community next.
How long have these things been in use?
We'll examine that. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store, or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
With Fortune DNA, you can invest in anything you want to, 100% tax-free for you and your heirs, and use your money before you're 59 and a half without ever losing your principal, all with the blessing of the IRS. Avoid the volatility of the market, put certainty back into your investing future, and keep full access to your money with Fortune DNA. Join us now at dna.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at dna.freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is visiting Austin, Texas to tour an Apple manufacturing facility in an effort to showcase a company keeping jobs in America. Speaking with reporters, the president says the economy is doing better than ever before and is pushing other companies to build in America.
Tim Cook is somebody that I greatly respect, a great leader, a great businessman, and it's a very special day. For me, this is a very special day. Our country is doing well, probably better than ever before, certainly from the standpoint of the economy.
Late night for some folks on Capitol Hill as the second round of questioning continues in the impeachment inquiry against President Trump. Both the Pentagon and State Department official are testifying. And a final look at your numbers on Wall Street. The Dow lost 113 points to finish at 27,821. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Illinois is locking kids as young as 5 years old in padded cells. And it doesn't look good. Rich, you asked just before the break how long this has been going on, and I, having read the story through previously, it didn't stick out in my mind, and the reason is it's been going on for some time.
Wow.
There's more than a decade. About a decade ago, Illinois was named the number one state in the United States for this practice, and a few states have it banned, but you know, it's going on around the United States at different levels. You know, I'm not sure that every school has, I doubt very seriously every school has a padded room, but seclusion in a locked room, you know, it's something that they can do.
Mm-hmm.
Want to tell you about Edge Wallet. I've been into crypto. We've been into cryptocurrency here on Free Talk Live for a long time. This was likely, and I have yet to be disproven on this, the first mention in mass media of Bitcoin, and right here on Free Talk Live in 2010. And I have gone through a lot of cryptocurrency wallets in that amount of time. So a wallet is an application that you get on your phone or your computer that allows you to hold cryptocurrency. The very best is Edge Wallet. Confident with it, very responsive. They're so awesome. And they're available for, of course, your Apple phone or your Android phone. You can buy, sell, trade, and securely hold cryptocurrencies. Your cryptocurrency really never has to leave your Edge Wallet. It's user-controlled. You possess your own money. And that's really important. You do not want what they call a custodial wallet. It has support for BTC, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, all kinds of Ethereum tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, and many, many more currencies that I'm not going to mention here. We got a veteran team building since 2014, and like I said, very responsive. You can secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. Go to edge.app. It's edge.app. Simple. I love it. Love mine. Going on with the story here from ProPublica, without doubt, many of the children being secluded are challenging. Records show school employees struggling to deal with disruptive, even violent behavior. Surely these things go on in school. Now, why they go on in school, it kind of baffles me. I went to a private school, and if you were always disruptive and violent, they'd simply kick you out.
Well, okay, there's your first reason public school can't do that.
That's right. And that's the problem.
Yeah.
My thesis here is that public school is foundationally a problem. The way it is designed is a problem. The idea that they must take every student, and they're going to attempt to take every multi-shaped peg and pound it through their same square hole.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they have to use a rubber room or corporal punishment or just, you know, quiet time, whatever it is that they're going to do to get the kid to behave, they're going to do it. And so you don't have this a variety of people bringing different ideas to bear on the problem to see what works best. You have the same sort of regimented organization that has this long lineage of, well, this is how we do it. And if they're a problem, we just keep promoting them on to the next grade, so pretty soon the next school has to deal with it. And, going on here. Records show school employees struggling to deal with disruptive violence such as hitting, kicking, and biting. Workers say that they have to use seclusion to keep everyone in the classroom safe. Keep in mind, several states have banned this, so they don't have to use it. And the practice can help children learn how to calm themselves. And that may be true if they keep the kid in there for a short period of time, but there's a period of time after which this isn't working anymore.
Right.
And we'll read some of the stories as to what happens. But disability advocates, special education experts, and administrators in school systems that have banned seclusion argue that the practice has no therapeutic or educational value, that it can traumatize children, you think, and that there are better alternatives. I mean, the one thing that the American prison system is really called out for is its practice of this long-term confinement cell situation that they have, these segregation cells.
One state has even ended it for death row inmates.
Wow, really?
Yeah, which I've never... Every death row inmate I've ever heard of has been in solitary confinement. I think that's universal up till now. And, you know, imagine what that would be like.
To be a...
You're going to sit in this room by yourself for the rest of your life.
Yeah. Often they can yell back and forth to each other, but there's, of course, the guards don't want them to, and then there's this ongoing thing of trying to send messages and, you know, just having somebody to talk to. We are a gregarious beast, and if you're going to keep us alive, to keep us sane, we need to talk to other human beings.
Yes.
And that's just the way that goes. So... Let's see. Going on here, no federal law regulates the use of seclusion, and Congress has debated off and on for years whether that should change. Last fall, a bill was introduced that would prohibit seclusion in public schools that receive federal funding, which I presume is all of them. A U.S. House...
See, that's not the job of the federal government. Even on this, this is awful. This shouldn't be happening, but... The federal government should not have the power to regulate it, because if they can make everybody go one way, they can also make everybody go the other way.
This is the problem with the Constitution and where the founders failed. I know nobody listening to me likes to hear that kind of talk, but this is a complete failure of the Constitution. And what you've done is just pointed out the federal constitution limits itself to the things that it talks about. It's very clear in the 10th Amendment that anything that's not mentioned in the Constitution is a right of the states or the people, respectively. And that means that if it's not mentioned, that it shouldn't be involved. However, they don't tell states that they can't have this. They tell schools that receive federal funding that they, if they want the funding, they must stop the practice.
Well, the federal funding is also unconstitutional. There's no constitutional authority for the federal government to fund education. That's not their job either.
Well, that I don't know that it's that I don't know that that's true.
It is true. The word education doesn't exist in the Constitution.
It's true, but they're allowed to raise the thing that the fact that they were given weights and measures, and by weights and measures I mean money. I mean, it's in the Constitution. The federal government can create money. Only the states must have their money backed by gold or silver. Gold. So the federal government, therefore, can have its money backed by nothing like it does.
Right.
And then it can distribute that money however it wishes. You know, up to this point, there seems to have been no particular problem in doing that. Passed a law.
There's nothing in the Constitution that says they can send it, spend it however they want, though. Quite the opposite. Article 1, Section 8 lists the things that the federal government is authorized to spend money on, and it's a list of like 17 or 21 items. It's very specific. For example, they're authorized to build post roads.
Post roads, yep.
That's specifically
that one I remember.
Roads for use of the postal service, not a whole interstate highway system. You know,
I'm going to have to read that to be sure, because I figured they got around the rules by just basically withdrawing funding as opposed to passing laws. I consider all federal marijuana legislation to be completely unconstitutional and invalid.
Right.
However, I would say that this Chapter 1 funding that they're talking about here, this educational funding,
right,
might be constitutional.
It's not unconstitutional to withhold funding. They're required to withhold funding for everything for which there is no constitutional purpose. So it's paying it in the first place is unconstitutional.
855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live, or use the Discord lines at discord.freetalklive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You don't get from Free Talk Live what you get from other talk shows out there. Right now, across America, pretty much every talk show is either ravenously defending Donald Trump's honor that is being besmirched by those evil Democrats, or breathlessly salivating over the impending corpse of the Trumpster that they're going to have.
And both sides, interestingly enough, seem to be refusing to address what to me is the most important issue. But go on with that thought. I'll come back.
What's the issue? The
most important issue is, was Trump actually investigating corruption? If he was trying to do a frame job, then he was doing wrong. That's impeachable. If, on the other hand, he was looking to expose corruption that was real and was already going on, then I would say that's part of his job as the top law enforcement officer, sure, in the nation. You liaise with other nations and you get their armed forces and their law enforcement officials to work with yours.
And if you like that Free Talk Live does different things and lets you control the airwaves, you can call in and talk about right now. You can call in right now at 855-450-3733 and talk about whatever it is that you think is important. And if anyone was on the line, we would be talking to them, and they are not. So it's completely open. I know a lot of people out there think, oh, I don't want to call in. I'm going to have to wait 20 minutes. That's not true on Free Talk Live. If you like this service that we have, then you should consider amplifying the show. If you go to amp.freetalklive.com, as Mal Esclavo has, he's a gold amplifier. I presume that's a male. I don't know the name Mal. Mal, whatever your gender, We salute you.
Indeed.
It's amp.
And we won't assume.
It's amp.freetalklive.com. A-M-P. Amp.freetalklive.com. So, Pope Nobody, we had spoken about the constitutionality of funding in the last segment for Department of Education. Before we get back to the school, the story about Illinois locking up kids in rubber rooms, I just want to talk about this. I think you are mostly right, but I'm going to read the clause that I think gives them the out. So first, Section 8, as you mentioned, Article 1, Section 8, the Congress shall have power to lay and collect taxes, duties, imposts, and excises, to pay the debts and provide for the common defense and general welfare of the United States, but all duties, imposts, and excises shall be uniform throughout the United States. And then they list a whole bunch of things that they're allowed to borrow, and they're very specific, to borrow to pay for. Now, presumably, they could pay for them if they had some excess of money, like a, you know, a fund, but the United States government has not had an excess of money since the, well, ever. Under the Jackson administration, there might be an argument that it went to zero at one point. Some people say it was down to 40,000, whatever, 40,000, negative 40,000. So at no point in the United States history has there ever really been not a debt. So they're always borrowing if they're spending. So I would say that if it's not one of these things, and the closest thing was...
Okay, where though does it say anything about what they're allowed to borrow? Because I don't remember that introductory paragraph didn't say what they were allowed to borrow. And as a matter of fact, I think the last item on the list you're about to read says they can also borrow money...
It says to borrow money on the credit of the United States.
And that's the last item.
Yes, and then it has a semicolon, and then it goes on to a whole bunch of a list of things that could be 20 things long, like you mentioned. One of them is to promote the progress of science and useful arts by securing for a limited times authors and inventors' exclusive rights to their respective writings and discoveries. So this is patents.
So patent and copyright.
Patent and copyright. So... It sounded like at first, oh, this might be the clause. No, that's not it. Here's the final clause. To make all laws which shall be necessary and proper for carrying into execution the foregoing powers, so all the powers that are above there, I'm not reading them all, and then all other powers vested by this Constitution in the government of the United States or in any department or officer thereof. So if they make a department, I guess they can just... Mm-hmm. Do what they want. Now we have a department, so we can pay. Look, I'm not
inconsistent with the purpose of the Constitution. I think both Federalists and Anti-Federalists would have said that that analysis is wrong. You know, the
that's why I think this thing should be rewritten.
Well, certainly, I think rewriting it in new language would be a good idea.
Remember, to shove this thing through, they had to threaten to put a blockade on Rhode Island. There was a document in place, the Articles of Confederation. And
right.
We're told through school that these were a failure. Why were we told? Because the government that is under the Constitution pays the school. So we never get to hear about what was good about the Articles of Confederation.
Right.
And clearly Rhode Island was not convinced by the Federalists' writings on this, because they weren't going to vote for it. And they needed a certain number of states to get this going through, so, well, we can blockade Rhode Island.
Yeah, the other interesting thing about the Articles of Confederation, first sentence of the Articles of Confederation says, this is an eternal compact between the states. Well, the interesting thing about that is there's no such language in the Constitution.
Right. So
there's no implication. We can't dissolve that thing at will.
That's very interesting that, presumably secession's acceptable from the constitutional standpoint, and B, apparently the Articles of Confederation are still in effect because it's eternal.
Indeed.
Let's go on to Joe calling in from Michigan. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, a minute ago you brought up Ukraine and Trump and all that, and I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to defend Trump. I'm not going to do it. I'm an independent. I'm just kind of watching the whole thing, but it's kind of starting to seem like you know, I don't think he did anything impeachable, but I will say this. I'm not crazy about us giving money to foreign countries, but if we're going to do it, there needs to be conditions, man. You can call it quid pro quo, whatever you want.
Sure.
But if you got a government that you know is full of a bunch of dirt bags and they're corrupt, and I mean, how much money has the UN dumped into Africa and half of it ends up in the pockets of these dictators? And we've done the same thing for years. The United States has.
It's almost as if it's the plan.
Ron Paul's classic line is that foreign aid takes money out of the pocket of poor people and rich companies and puts
countries
and puts it in the pockets of rich people in poor countries.
Well, he's right. If we're gonna help countries out, we shouldn't be helping countries. We need to, I would say, only democratic countries. We shouldn't be helping dictators and all this stuff unless they're changing or, you know, there needs to be conditions, man. And the idea that we can just dump money into Ukraine and it ends up disappearing, you know, and I'm sorry, Joe Biden and his kid, the only reason they're not in prison is because of Joe Biden, who he is, you know, I mean, that whole deal stinks to high heaven, and the media, this is what people say when we got a biased media, stuff like this, they covered it up and knew about it years ago, and these politicians, like I saw a meme that said they send our sons to Iraq or Afghanistan, they send their sons to Ukraine or wherever for cushy jobs, and that's exactly what it is. And, you know, it's amazing to me that they're accusing Trump. Like I say, I'm not defending the guy, but they're
accusing him of it. I mean, is it the Russian memes, or is it obstruction of justice, or is it
they're accusing him?
By the end of this, I guarantee it'll be something else.
They're saying that he withheld funds.
I know
for military money or something. Unless they would go after Biden,
he offered a quid pro quo.
That's exactly what Biden did.
Yeah, well, it's Biden what foreign that. Policy is for. We give these countries money so that they will do what we ask them to do. You know, there's always quid pro quo in foreign aid. There's always conditions on foreign aid.
If you do
certain things, we will stop giving you aid.
It looks like it's a condition. Provable that Hunter Biden was probably involved in one of these, what do they call them?
Oil companies.
Economic hitmen situations on Ukraine. And, you know, your thoughts on it are fine. I can't say I know a heck of a lot about it. Thanks for the call, Joe. Appreciate it. 855-450-3733. To me, Ukraine.
Acapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called helpmetakebitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. helpmetakebitcoin.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.